Let us pray. God of wisdom, illumine our minds. God of light, shine into our hearts. God of creation, create us anew, and through your word and spirit, draw us ever more fully into your blessed community. Amen.
Amen.
Stop the screen share for a second. Just try to figure out where all that background noise is. I can't figure it out. Let's try that. All right. Our second reading today, which Patty will read in a moment, will speak of God as creator. And our first reading, Psalm 8, praises God for the glory of creation. The psalmist especially wonders at the place God has given to humanity in the creation. Now, I do want to say many now interpret humans' dominion over the earth in the sense of stewardship and responsibility rather than subjugation. So a reading from Psalm 8, let's listen for God's word to us today. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So ends the first reading. Now, turn the second reading over to Patty.
Not on the screen.
Oh, do you have the intro to the, I'll do the intro if you don't have it, that's okay. Our second reading is the second of two distinctly different biblical stories of God's creation in the world, including humankind. In Genesis 1, God spoke the world into being. Here, God takes a more hands-on approach, first forming the Adam out of the earth, then planting a garden. In our passage, God makes a partner for that first human being. And Patty will be reading from Genesis 2, 18 to 24. Let's listen again for God's word.
So it's not, oh, here it is. Got it. Okay. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground, the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore, a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.